All right, welcome to today's episode of the Let's Get It podcast. I'm your host, Justin Spaulding. Thanks for joining us. No guests today, but going to go and dive into one of the deals that we just bought in December, actually, and want to share some tips, tricks on how we increase revenue pretty quick. And so for an example is, you know, this property is a 64-unit property, and the month that we bought it, which was the end of December of 2024 when we bought it, the revenue, the monthly revenue was $48,000 a month. And we're sitting now in the middle of March, and our March 2025 revenue is going to be $80,000 this month, plus or minus. It's probably actually going to be a little bit more than $80,000. And by the time we hit sometime between October and November, the monthly revenue should be right around $110,000 a month. And so there's really three things that we're doing and focusing on to accomplish this. Obviously, there's more than just three things, but it's kind of three things that are really, really important to us and how we kind of structure this and how we go after it and make things happen quick. And the first thing that I'm going to discuss and share with you is we, prior to acquiring the asset, there's a lot of planning that goes on, right? Because if you want to attack these things with speed, you have to know what you're going to do and what pieces you're going to move on the chessboard before it actually becomes your turn to move the pieces, if that makes sense. Because there's a lot, there's logistics, there's stuff that needs to be ordered. There's sometimes there's planning and whatnot. And so for us, during our due diligence, we knew, you know, what we were going to be doing to the asset prior based on our business plan and our budget and where we think that we could take, and at that point in time, where we thought we could take rents. And so what we did is we got some of the measurements and all that stuff for the apartments for cabinets, countertops, some of the ones that would be up first. And, you know, at that point, then what we did though, is for every, all 64 units and for all the common areas and the exterior spaces, we basically said, hey, we're going to, do this type of finish package, remodel package to the unit. And so what that means is, you know, mid 2024, we kind of came up with these different tiers of our remodel package because like, what I realized, it was really easy when we were at 4, 8, 10, 100, 300 units. I mean, even then it got a little hard, and now we're at 2,000 units. But when you're smaller, it's really easy to go through and just kind of, you know, based on the unit, pick just random things that need to be done. Well, now all of a sudden, when you get 50, 55 people in an organization and you're buying and you got assets all over the place, that can logistically just be a nightmare. And so these packages is what we just straight up, we're going to do it. Even if the appliance is good or not, if we decide to do a silver package, we're going to do it because it's our silver package. If the appliance is good, and I'm going to share what our different packages are in a second. If the appliance is good, we can use it at another property. We can, you know, where someone's already got a lease signed, and if they have a white appliance already and that appliance breaks, well, we can just pull it out of our, you know, stock that we've now got of this used appliance that might have only been used a year prior to us doing this remodel at the other property or at the same property and replace it, right? So, so we kind of recycle that way, but you know, really we've got right now we have five different types of tiers and we're actually looking at changing up something a little bit and I'll share why after I share the tiers with you. But basically it's bronze, silver, gold, gold plus, and diamond. We've not done any diamond yet. I think it's just something that we've got out there that, hey, we come across the right asset. We got this in our repertoire to be able to maybe go do it. So in bronze, which is the most basic package, and then each of these packages, well, in our property management software, they each have a basically dollar amount that we're going to tack onto the rent for doing this package, right? So in the bronze, we've got all light fixtures. So this includes all the ceiling fans, bathroom vanity lights. If the bedrooms already have a light in the a ceiling light, we'll change that to a ceiling fan with a light on it. There's some of our apartments that are built in like the 70s. They just don't have that where it's more of operated by the switch. Right. You come across it all the time, probably, Joel, right? Yeah. It's operated by the switch. So obviously there, we're not adding a light or anything like that. But so it's all light fixtures, bathroom vanity lights. All water fixtures get done in this level. So that's low flow faucets, toilets, shower heads. You know, they look a lot better. So it's more appealing to the eye. It's more attractive when we're showing the unit, but then also we're seeing a cost savings, or the tenant's going to see a cost savings because it's going to be, you know, less on the utility. Outlets, switches, phone jacks, plate covers, towel hooks, toilet paper roll, intercom system covers, shower rods, the doorbell cover type thing. So all of those types of items, we'll switch over. If there's a towel bar in there, we remove the towel bar. We add towel hooks.
Sure.
If there's no towel ring. We'll add a towel ring next to the vanity. So as far as HVAC, if there's baseboard electric heat, we're going to replace those because it just, again, it looks better, right? A lot of these deals that might have some supplement heat or HVAC, and again, it's not all of our properties, but the ones that do, it just can be an eyesore if you do if you do these other things and not swap that out. So we'll swap those out. All the vent covers, if it's got central AV, central AC, the bath vent fan. What are those even called? Fart fan, people call them.
But Pretty much. Is it? No, it's just, it's like an exhaust fan.
Exhaust fan. So the exhaust fans, we cover, you know, we get new covers on those and put new exhaust fans in there. Smoke detectors, if there's carbon monoxide detectors. Closet and cabinet shelving. So if the cabinets are in like good shape in this unit, that's where we might deem it, hey, we'll do a bronze here. We're not going to, you know, bronze does not include appliances. Bronze doesn't include flooring and bronze doesn't include cabinets. But we'll do, you know, if the cabinets are all right shape, but maybe some of the cabinet shelves are busting out, which a lot of times is the case, we'll swap the cabinet shelving.
Sure.
In the closets, we put, you know, a new wood bar that they can hang clothes from, right? With hangers, and a new white wooden shelf.
Sure. Do you ever do the tops without or countertops versus, is it?
We actually don't. We don't even have a tier for that. Where we'll just do keep the cabinets.
It's only countertops.
We don't
swap out.
We don't.
If you're doing cabinets, you're doing tops.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah, we don't.
It's just okay. Yeah. No, I'm just curious.
At least we don't have it identified here. You know, now when we just straight up do like our regular turns, if we've already, so this is these lists that I'm going off, and I still got more in the bronze, but this list that I'm going off of is really like the first time we touch a unit on a new asset we buy.
Sure.
No matter what, the first time we touch a unit and go through it, we're going to do one of these.
No matter what. Interesting.
No matter what. So that, you know, that being said, I don't remember what your question was even anymore.
I just didn't know if you ever did ran into a situation where it's like cabinets are good, but tops are bad.
So where we would probably do that is if like we already go through this and on the back end, and then maybe there's, you know, and we get to the more of like, because once it's stabilized, we're not trying to just go do this.
Right.
Now, if we go, we got a property right now, it's 48 units. We've identified in our initial business plan to take 24 of those to gold, which that's going to include your cabinets, countertop, tops, new tubs, doors, closet doors, but then 24 are going to bronze.
Sure.
So the next phase of that project could be, hey, let's take the 24 that we took to bronze and let's take them to silver or gold or gold plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we decide just to keep it with bronze and gold, 24 and 24, once it's stabilized and once we get through all those units, we at that point, we might just swap out a countertop if it needs to be done.
Right.
When it's more than just our general maintenance type program. But our initial CapEx program, we don't have just countertops.
Okay.
Doesn't mean we won't add it sometime.
Right.
So back to bronze in the list. Blinds, full paint. If it already happens to be our colors, then touch up with anytime we buy a deal, it's very unlikely that it's going to be our color of Soji white. Bathroom mirrors, they're getting replaced. And we kind of have a rule too with bathroom mirrors. If the vanity doesn't have any drawers, then we're adding like a medicine cabinet. So they have a place for storage for stuff. Their toothbrushes, toothpaste, and it's a good looking medicine cabinet, not a junky one.
Right.
But if the vanity has drawers, then we've got, you know, just a mirror that we replace. Bronze level, we'll refinish the tubs. And then the rule with bronze is appliances must match. So like sometimes we'll buy a deal and like you got a black fridge and then everything else is white. So we'll swap out the black fridge. We'll put the white one in to match.
Right.
And then the black one, you know, we dispose of or get rid of or whatever. Sometimes it might be the right color, but one's really dinged up.
Right.
Well, we'll replace the thing that's dinged up to match with the rest. So that's the bronze package. You know, we usually see a premium of $100 to $200 a month on that. That cost is, again, it depends, right? Because if you have the baseboard electric heat and whatnot, and it depends how many bedrooms you got, how many square feet, and just how many different things you got. I mean, it's anywhere from, you know, $2,000 to $6,000 to even $8,000 sometimes on a big enough apartment.
Yep.
If you've got the electric baseboard heat. So, but I would say usually we're between $2,000 and $4,000 on that. Silver. So silver includes everything that I just said in the bronze package, but now we've got all appliances. And when we upgrade appliances, we go stainless steel.
Yeah.
So in the silver package, it's the bronze package plus the new appliances. And where we can, we're adding a microwave above the range, which has been just a big addition in the properties that we're doing. Like you see that in a lot of Class A's.
Oh, yeah.
But like these older type properties when they do a remodel, most people are just skipping that part and not doing that even when they remodel it. So we've been doing that. And again, it includes laundry. If there's laundry in unit and everything, we'll, you know, swap that all that out. Wall, if there's through the wall or window ACs, those will be new as well. So it's all appliances like that, kitchen and other. Then in silver, the silver package, we're also doing new flooring and we do a vinyl base cove. Mm-hmm. The flooring, we do an LVP and then we do carpet in the bedrooms. We did like $1.9 million of flooring in 2024. This year will probably be $3.5 to $4 million is my guess.
Yeah.
We keep the same spec everywhere. And then ultimately, I think at some point, we're going to try to find a way where we can get some pretty good savings on that flooring and figure out some logistics and whatnot.
Yeah. But
what were you going to ask?
I've seen a trend with the new builds right now where a lot of people are going away from carpet. And it's LVP.
Even the bedrooms, right?
LVP everywhere.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of torn on it because, I mean, the LVP, we get really good feedback. There's a lot of people that do come through and want carpet in the bedrooms. They can always throw down a throw rug or whatever.
Right.
And we've always gone back and forth, and mm-hmm. I've kind of gone both ways mm-hmm. on it. I keep kind of flipping back and forth.
If it's my own house, I kind of want carpet because it's cozy.
Right.
But
I like carpet in my bedroom.
Yeah, from a maintenance standpoint.
Right.
I don't know.
So we've just gone carpet, and I mean, I think time's going to tell on it.
Yeah.
But you know, again, if we can close without that many less showings and whatnot, and if it's more desirable and people want it, we'll keep doing it. But yeah, you do have to swap that out, more often than vinyl.
Right.
So that's silver. So it's pretty simple. The bronze package plus the appliances, flooring, and vinyl base cove. Excuse me. Gold is the bronze and silver packages, but now this is where we're doing the cabinets, vanities, and the countertops. We're putting in new tubs, tub surround, new doors, closet doors, casing, kitchen backsplash, which is something new that we're kind of adding, is some kitchen backsplash. It's kind of like the faux backsplash. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the high end tile or anything like that, but at least you get the look.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we're kind of testing out. So we're not doing that all the way across the board yet everywhere, but we're kind of testing that. And then, gold is going to be for sure a full paint, as well. If cause again, going back to bronze and silver, when we're painting, if it happens to already be our colors, then we'll touch up, but and actually, even sometimes if it's close to our color, not the exact color, we'll find a way to touch it up sometimes in bronze and silver. But gold's for sure a full paint. Gold remodels are going to be, again, depending on the unit size, because we've got something as small as one bedrooms that are 520 square feet up to, we got some duplexes that are, and some townhomes that are, 1600, 2500 square feet. They're big spaces.
Right.
So, I mean, we're spending anywhere from $16,000 to $25,000 a unit there, to be able to take it to gold, between, and that's again, bronze, all the flooring, and everything that's included in gold. Then what we've been calling gold plus lately is where we add the in-unit washer dryer. I'm thinking I'm almost going to have to get rid of the gold plus, and it would just be a bronze plus, silver plus, gold plus, because and the plus just meaning, okay, there's in-unit washer dryer.
Sure.
Right? So that we can, because part of what we do here is when we identify what a unit is, we update it on our rent roll. So easily on the rent roll, we can see what units have kind of been done and whatnot. So it's easy to present to a bank.
Right.
And then you give them this right here. Say, hey, here's the CapEx. Here's our balance sheet. Here's all the CapEx we put into it. If you want to see it per unit, we can break it down to you that way. But here's a rent roll and it says, gold, silver, bronze, plus whatever.
Sure.
Right. And then, hey, here's what that means for each one. That means that's what's been done in each unit. And that's why you see the premiums and whatnot. Diamond is something that we've not done yet, but again, just something that we've kind of kicked around and, at some point in the right market, the right asset, the right townhomes maybe that I buy or something, but it includes all the previous packages plus an upgrade to quartz countertops, six panel, solid corridors, upgraded base trim material, kitchen backsplash upgrade, and then upgrading tub surrounds potentially. So,
sure.
So again, haven't done that one yet, but it's kind of on our, so for us, to be able to identify all that stuff beforehand, it allows us to be prepared and not, I've kind of already put it in the budget, right? Like I kind of already know what those packages cost us. And so I've kind of already worked the business plan. Okay. We can do 24 gold and, 24 bronze. We can do, we got the 64 unit that I talked about, to start the show, the 48,000 where we should hit $110,000 a month by November. And at that point, we'll have had it less than a year and more than doubled the revenue. That all 100% of the units are going to be going to gold plus.
Okay. That's
what we're looking at doing. The other thing about Gold Plus is sometimes it's a Gold Plus because we're just, there's already laundry in there, but we're actually doing like a 96 unit and 88 unit right now where we're actually taking it to a Gold Plus and we're putting in the hookups in unit. We're running the electrical in unit because it was previously common area laundry.
So we're testing
that out to try to take those to the next, because it's like anywhere we've got in-unit laundry, the demand, what we can charge,
people totally stay different.
Yeah, it's a totally different product.
Yep.
So so sometimes taking it to a Gold Plus also, you know, ramps up. I mean, one building we had to literally upgrade the electrical because there just wasn't enough output.
Right.
Right. So like we're spending a lot to make that happen to where, to the point where like, I'm like, is this even worth it?
Yeah.
We're gonna find out.
Right.
I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be worth it. But again, how do you know until you actually do some of these things? How do you really know, right? Either way, that investment's going to be a good investment just overall. So I'm like, okay, so what? We have to spend an extra like $80,000 to upgrade the building electric. I mean, I divide by 96 units, less than $1,000 a unit.
Yeah.
Get laundry in there. So identifying and executing, you know, prior and having a having a game plan. So I see too many, and this again, this is still the first talking point of the three things that we're doing to accomplish, you know, this significant increase in revenue. But I see so many people that buy real estate and they'll be like 6 months into already buying a deal and they still are trying to figure out their plan, what they're going to do. Whereas like now, and I've been there, I've been that guy, right? But it's like really, you know, these last handful of deals, we've had a really, really solid detailed plan, not just random numbers set aside, like a detailed plan on how many units we're going to take to what tier and what we're going to do to them. But eventually you do get to a point where it's really hard to piece it all together individually, make each unit, you know, say, okay, well this one, the base trim's good, so we're just going to do the floor. Like it's just so hard logistically. Right. And by the time you add up all the time your team has, in that, it, you're not really coming out ahead in my mind. So,
it makes it from just an efficiency standpoint, you even know from it's so much quicker to have, okay, I need this many square footage, you know, this much square footage, this much of this. It's just such an easy walkthrough.
And it's so much slower to piece it all together.
So much slower.
And so like from an operational standpoint, I want efficiency, but I also want to turn these properties around with speed because the faster I can turn them around, the less risk I've got, right? The faster I can sell it or refinance it to go to the next project and double, triple, quadruple my money, right? So a lot of times, and again, it took me a long time to get over this. It's not about, I'm willing to potentially pay a little bit more or, you know, in material, whatever, to get these things done, even though and replace something that maybe doesn't necessarily need to be replaced.
Right.
But if, again, if it allows us to build the speed where we can go from $48,000 a month revenue to $110,000 a month revenue on a property that once we're at $110,000 a month, the net operating income expense ratio or the net operating income ratio will be 62 to 65% of the revenue. I mean, we'll have added $5 to $6 million of value to this property.
Yeah.
By doing about $2 million of CapEx to $2.3 million of CapEx. So it's a speed thing. And then if you get the speed thing down, now you can rinse and repeat that much faster. And you're able to do, you know, if it's so again, if it takes someone else 3 years to turn around a project, and if we're doing it in 8 to 12 months, I can recycle my capital 3 times faster, plus the compounding of that.
Right.
3 times faster, plus the compounding of that speed, faster than the next guy or the next company.
Oh, yeah.
So, number two, we, you know, when we first buy these deals and whatnot, I mean, you know, we got to be able to conduct showings during work hours, during evenings, and anytime on the weekend. So it's like 7 days a week, we got to be able to show. We can't be, there's been too many times in our company where, like, people just want to work weekdays and then people forget about after hours. People forget about the weekends. Like, no, we need to be available for when the customer wants to see the unit. Mm-hmm. And we got to get them in the unit as fast as we can. And then we got to have no bottlenecks in the application process. It's got to be seamless, which we're working on as a company right now. Because I identified through some of the stuff I told you about earlier, Joel, I identified some places where it's like, well, this is not a very good process. This we make it hard to rent from us. And that's going away and we're almost there already. But you got to have the availability to show them the unit. You got to have pictures out there that are of the new, so like a new asset when we buy it, the next one we're going to try to have renderings completed prior to so we can start advertising right away.
Sure.
This, the what we're doing on this one is the moment we got a remodel done, which was like in the first 12 days of owning the asset, we took pictures immediately. It was the first thing we did. We got them out there. Now the like we have so much demand for this product, we can't get them done fast enough. So the leasing aspect, the marketing, being available and making it a seamless process, an expedited process.
Well, it's like that concept of banker's hours, which is always the most annoying thing in the world, because it's like, okay, I work the same hours you're open.
Yep.
You know, I don't want to have to take off of work in order to go look and tour at a property that I want to move into.
It's a barrier.
And, oh, it's so like frustrating.
If our competition, if that's how our competition
is exactly right.
Plan, and if we can play where we can give a tour whenever, right? Yep. And if we can also offer self-guided tours, which we're doing, so people can go to the property and
that's awesome.
Tour themselves, right?
Yeah.
So like, if we can do things that our competition's not doing just out of ignorance or not knowing or, you know, or just because they're
just
lazy.
Unwillingness. Yeah,
unwillingness. Like that's going to give us a step up.
Right.
And it just, again, it helps with the speed factor.
Yeah.
So the next thing, which some people are like, well, how are you going to do that? And, you know, we're just starting to go down this route right now, is we're completing in-unit rehabs while the residents continue to live in units. Now, they're modified a little bit, but again, we're taking these to gold. So what we're actually doing is we're going into these units, and we just started one today, and they're going to be done in a day and a half. We're not doing flooring, and we're not doing paint, and we're not doing electrical outlets or doors, okay? So, but it's, we ripped out the cabinets this morning. They're already set in place. They're cutting, as we speak right now, they're getting the cabinets set. So it's going to be the new new countertops, new cabinets. New appliances are going to be going in, the new bathroom vanity, the new bathroom vanity mirror, towel hooks, bath, the blinds. So it's basically everything that's in that gold tier, except for tub surround right now, the doors, closet doors, casing. There's not going to be a full paint. And then we're not going to do flooring.
Right.
But what this allows us to do is, We can let the current residents enjoy a partially upgraded unit for a little while, right? For no extra charge. So when their lease comes due, though, that's where there would be some type of increase. Mm-hmm. And for a current resident, we might not take that all the way to the market pricing. So like if our market price over there is $1,690, maybe we take them to $1,540.
Sure.
Right? Something that closes the gap a little bit. Or if they end up moving out, well, hey, at least, you know, they got to experience and get have a upgraded space for a while. But then if they move out, now it takes us another day and a half to just do the flooring and, you know, vinyl base coat of the doors and closet doors, and now we're off and running.
Right.
And we get that unit listed and leased and go from there. But I think who knows? I mean, if we end up at some of these properties building demand and having waiting lists, at some point in a project too, we might run into a unit that already has okay flooring, and maybe they just, because there's a lot of units that we get, if we've already turned them or remodeled them to some type of tier, someone will give a notice to vacate when their lease ends.
Sure.
And we'll pre-lease the unit.
Right.
So like it'll be vacant literally for less than 24 hours. We'll clean the carpets and it's already leased. So I mean, that's the opportunity that we'd have there too. If they have new cabinets and some of these other things, it's not all the way taken to gold. But someone wants it right now, and if we can get pretty much the same price as a gold, you know, tier product, why would we not just take that?
Right.
So what we're doing is we're really eliminating a lot of our vacancy expense, and we shouldn't have as much vacancy if we do this thing right. So those are three things that we're really pushing forward. And again, if it works on this one like it has been, it's been working. I mean, I've shared how much we've increased revenue already, how much we're expected to increase revenue. And it'd be nice if we can even accelerate that time frame even faster from that November date that I said, which time will tell. You know, then we'll start and keep implementing that everywhere.
Yeah. No, it's just interesting. I mean, it always comes back to speed. Mm-hmm. You know, shortening the gaps, shortening the time where it can't cash flow.
100%. Yeah.
It's been huge.
Yep. Well, and just the amount of time it takes you from get to where the NOI is today to where you want it to be. And like for us, it used to be like a 2-year process.
Sure.
Right? A 3-year process. And so if we can get that down to 8 months, I mean, people look at our company, like, man, you guys grew a lot from 2021, you know, in 2019, 2021, and 2022. A lot of that was because a lot of the stuff that we wrapped up, it took like 2 or 3 years. We redeployed that money, right? Well, so if we can really start to figure this thing out where instead of 2 to 3 years, you know, again, and we get it done in 6, 8, 12 months.
Yeah.
This thing's going to be a rocket ship. This company's going to be a rocket ship, and it's just a matter of when it turns into that rocket ship. I've got no doubt that there's going to be a year. I think there's going to be a year over the next like 18 to 24 months where we buy another like 1,000 units because of this.
Right.
But then I also think there's another like year span coming not long after that where we buy 3,000 to 5,000 units because of this speed that we otherwise wouldn't have been able to acquire.
That's awesome.
So it's acquisition by speed of operation.
Right, right. And again, you talk about it all the time where it's like that compressing time. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's doing the things now that are just going to keep compressing to where you hit that bubble and then it just kind of launches.
And I'm telling you right now, if you got people in your organization that say that can't be done, yeah. or you think it should take 8 days and they're saying it should take 8 months or 12 months or 15 months, from experience, you probably need to let go of those people.
Yep. I mean, it goes all the way back to Henry Ford, you know, when he brought it to the team of I want a V8.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, it's impossible. You can't do that. It's impossible.
Right.
And he just cycled through his engineers until he's like, just give me a group that says, we'll figure it out.
Right. Well, the 6 minute mile. And he figured it out. The 5 minute mile.
Hey, yes.
It's impossible.
Yes.
It's impossible. Yep. Then one person does it.
Yep.
I can't remember what the stats are, but like if you go look at.
It was crazy.
I think it was 6 minute, right? Was it 6 minute or five?
4 minute. Was it a 4 minute mile?
I don't know. The first one, though, back in the day.
Roger Bannister.
Yeah.
And I think it was the 4 minute mile.
So whatever it was, then all of a sudden, like once one person did it, how many people did it within like the next 2 years after that was, because like someone gets that domino to fall and now it's like, oh, it can be done.
Right.
So you got to be able to. So if you have too many people around you that are unwilling to push the way you want to push, you got to find the right people that believe in it and are willing to find solutions and not be the resistance.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, sometimes all of us do need a little bit of resistance in some areas. Right. But I mean, too much resistance or people telling you, oh, you can't do this and you can't turn around a property in 6 months or 8 months. That's 64 units. So I'm like, okay, well, if you don't want to be here for it, then you don't have to be here for it, but we're going to find a way to do it.
Right. And we're going through a lot of the same stuff where it's surrounding yourself with people that think in terms of how, not can we. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where it's just, we're throwing stuff at the team all the time.
Yep.
Where it's just like, okay, we're talking about doing stuff that we've just never done in 20 years.
Yep.
And it's, well, how do we do this in 12 months?
Yep.
It's not, there's no way.
Right.
We'll figure it out.
Right.
And if it's not this, then it's this. And then we'll try this. And this. Yep. But you just got to be in that cycle.
Well, that's why I keep telling everyone that's, you know, here is like, guys, we have the answer collectively amongst all of us. If we just come together, you know, and all of us add our own, you know, 2 cents to it. But there is a way, and you just got to rally and be able to find that thing out. But, you know, the naysayers, you gotta find a way to work around that. And that might be, again, that could be not automatically, but it could be a sign that, you know, you got to move on. Again, talking from experience. So cool. Well, Joel, anything else you want to? No, okay. Well, I just thought I was looking through that property and, you know, I was just actually over there today checking on some of the progress and whatnot. I'm like, okay, this will be a good thing to talk about today. Let's share a little bit more on how, because I actually shared with a couple of people that are coming to the mastermind tomorrow. Our mastermind starts tomorrow. We're in the middle of March right now. So our mastermind's the 18th, 19th, 20th of March in Madison, Wisconsin. And, you know, if you're listening to this, we'll have already had that mastermind. But in advance of that, I was sharing with some of the people that are coming to the mastermind, what we're doing to this property. Like, what, how you do, how do you add, you know, 20, you know, how'd you increase, you know, I mean, what, 48,000 to 80,000. I mean,
it's almost double.
It's almost a 50, 60% increase, you know, just in less than 90 days.
Right.
And so they're like, how? And I'm like, well, so let's share some of this stuff. And, speaking of the mastermind, we are going to do another mastermind. It's the first week of November in Madison, Wisconsin. So if you're interested in coming to that, we'll have about 30 seats total. You know, but we'd love to have you there. Our masterminds usually have, again, 25 to 30 people at them. And we're talking about everything that, you know, I'm talking about here. You can be someone that you don't have any real estate yet. This event's for you. You could have 2 units to 10 units and you want to grow more. Well, this is for you. And there's even people that come that have 200, 300, 400 units themselves and invest with other people. There's a couple of my investors that invest with me and do deals on their own. They come to these events. And basically at the mastermind, you know, I'm teaching you everything that I've done A to Z to go from 0 to 2,000 units. And I'm sharing all the new things that we're doing and whatnot. We're really helping you start and or grow and expand your portfolio. Would love to have you, you know, would love to have anyone that's interested, reach out to me, DM me at Justin Spaulding, on Instagram. We can get you that information. And what else is included with the mastermind is we actually have a private members only group on Facebook. So you'd get access to that for a year. And then you'd also get access. We do a weekly call. So as you, as you come to the mastermind, and you also through the mastermind, you also get our courses that are online for free as well. So as you go through the courses, as you come to our mastermind, you start going out and doing your own deals. It's inevitable that you're going to hit a ceiling somewhere, have questions along the way. And so by us meeting once a week and having that private Facebook group, you're able to bring those problems as you start to, expand your portfolio or start your portfolio, so we can help you break through, so we can help you have a breakthrough, I guess is what I'm trying to get at. But they're great events. So we got a VIP ticket, executive ticket. If you want more info, again, reach out. We can get you more info. We'd love to see you there. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Let's Get It podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.